Okay, I've got it.
Okay. I would like to call the order the Tuesday, November 5th, 2022 Otter Rock Monthly Water Board District Meeting at 6:04 p.m.
It's the 15th of November, and yes, let's call it to order.
Yes, call it to order. Sorry. Yes.
That's okay.
It was a bad day at work.
It's okay.
I'm obviously here. Beth?
Yeah. Beth is here.
Eileen?
Yep, present.
We have Curtis from Highland and
hello,
Patty and Stan Hart and the Mullins, all in attendance. Does anyone have any questions about the board summary from the October 11th meeting?
No.
No? Can I get a motion to approve the board summary from the October 11th meeting?
A motion to approve.
Yes. I second. Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the water operators report from Highland.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi, Curtis.
It's been a little bit. Looking over the system for the past month, things have been going well. I can't remember the exact day that we did the sanitary survey, but that went great. Kylene is the person who came inspected. She thought that the work you guys have been doing in the past 3 years is phenomenal. Very, very impressed with you. So that was a great plus. The riprap that the road department has been putting back, they went through and did a second job. I believe Beth sent me an email with pictures attached. I personally think it is a fantastic job and I like it. Cody, who's up there every day, says it was a good work. The road department said when they put the top boulders up first, they didn't stack them on the hillside. They took an excavator and they dug into the side of the road, so that the boulders were all resting essentially downslope into the way. And they had egg on their face and they apologized greatly that two of them fell down, and they said they're bad. They didn't realize that the water line was right down there. But the new work that they did up there, from the pictures from Cody's words, it looks, and I think it'll be just fine. I think they did a great job putting it back. So hopefully we don't have that washout issue again. And we have the water from the French drain that's going out. So hopefully we won't be running into that problem. In case anyone gets a notice from Kylene, there was a, trying to think of what the technical term was, but it was an infraction against the water system, because there was some discrepancy between what she thought was required and what was actually required. And so as Silas and her went back and forth over a few emails, we're in the clear. There are no bad marks against Otter Rock. And it's just now the state and the county are kind of working on that. That in mind, two items coming up that Kylene wants to see come rather quickly are the asbestos and the IOC tests, which is asbestos is obvious, and then inorganic compounds. Just to make sure that everything from the spring water is fine and dandy. So those will be coming down the plate. The chlorine and the vaults for it. Cody sent me some pictures. We were trying to just get something over the ground because I knew the muds were coming and the rains. But we are looking to put in an actual brick or cinder block base foundation for it. The wood won't last long term, but I didn't think we were going to be able to get anything permanent in before the rains hit, and I didn't want a deer to fall in it over the winter. So thank you to whoever caught that, but this is us just trying to get the holes filled so that we don't have to worry about it this winter. So that's one of the jobs. As far as the chlorine itself, I spoke with Aaron a few times about the pulse meter that's there and the whole system, how it's running. He says that the results are less than stellar. He had hoped that it would be able to read lower flows than it is reading currently. So it kind of goes between it can recognize when there's no water being used, up until, you know, like a dozen gallons a minute are being used. And then it realizes that. So he has put in kind of like an automatic timer where if the pulse meter registers zero usage for 20 seconds, it'll send a pulse anyway, because as operators, we know water is being used through loss factor or something else, and it's just not being recognized because the flow is not high enough. It's not a perfect setup, but it does seem to be working. Cody has been monitoring the chlorine residuals, I think 4 days a week, maybe more. At the moment, they're a little bit low, but when we turn it up, it takes 2 or 3 days to see the adjustment downstream, and we don't want to hurry things up. So he adjusted things Monday. Hopefully we'll get slightly higher chlorine residual in the water just to meet state chlorination requirements. But for the most part, we're doing fantastic in that aspect. And then if there are any questions on that, I'd love to hear on anything I've discussed. And then I'll go into kind of a new business type of project mindset. No questions?
I've got a question.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of questions for you, Curtis. On the big concrete drains that are sitting on the 2x4s right now, you said that's just temporary, which is great. There was those smaller pipes that are part of the chlorination, and there was some concern that there was going to be an access port for those items.
There will be an access port.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to kind of confirm that with you.
Yep.
And then you said that the county had been up there 2 times. I know Beth sent a picture. We had all gone up there the other day, and it looks like, yes, they had gone back there. I guess one of our concerns is that the pipe is still exposed. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yeah.
And we were just wondering if it wouldn't be better if there was more material put over that whole area in case a rock did tumble down, there was something for it to impact before it impacted the pipe. So
just to take a whole bunch of like fill dirt and put it around the pipe?
I don't know, Curtis. I just know that there's still some of that pipe that's exposed. So it was just, you know, looking at it, it was like, well, what if a rock does fall?
Right.
I mean, that pipe is sitting right there. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying as far as when they went up there, those rocks, it's not like they're just dangling there. They push them into the side of the hill. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they did a better job setting up the rocks the second time when they realized that there was a water main there. We can look at options to get fill around the pipe. The issue is that the pipe is above ground in the spring box right there, with all the valves being above ground. So you don't want to bury it there.
Right.
And it's all gravity fed, so you can't move the pipe anywhere.
Right, right. I think it's just it's just more a matter of that one piece of pipe is still exposed, and it's kind of right where those big rocks are. So anyways,
Let's say it's going to be too wet and difficult to get any kind of like a dump truck or even a service truck back there. So we would have to just take an excavator or some kind of tractor, take dirt from some place and stack it on another. I don't know how we get rock back there this late in the season.
Kind of mucky.
But if that's something that the board wants us to do, we can get an excavator out there and get that backfilled and maybe trench the drain line a little further if we have time, so that the rest of the sleeved perforated sock could be used.
Yeah, there's a whole roll of that sitting there too. So, but you know, I mean, I don't know. I think we all need to kind of take a look at it and see if it's something that we want to address or not. So
okay.
I think the other thing that we're really questioning is that pulse meter. you know, as far as if it's working or not. So, you know, because it's just reading zero.
From the readings, right. And from the readings I got from Cody, they are pretty consistent. They're just bouncing a little low. So the zero reading is for any time with low flow, which would be middle of the night when no one's using water, or just any time during the day when the system is not having a high demand. But it does show reading when, you know, like morning and dinner time, when people are using a lot of water, it does show reading and it matches the chlorine feed rate accordingly. So it's not a perfect setup, but it does work well enough that I'm not overly concerned unless there are issues that I'm unaware of.
So are you saying that the pulse meter is working the way it's intended? It's just that because of the water flow that it's doing what it's doing?
Yeah, so the pulse meter is working as intended, but not for the flow that it was designed for. So I'm trying to think of what size pipe that was. Is it 8-inch or 12-inch? It's a fairly large pipe. But it's designed, that pipe is designed to move hundreds of gallons a minute. And so the pulse meter, when they designed it this way, they weren't thinking of someone who's only using 10 or 15 gallons a minute down to like 5 gallons a minute or whatever for hours at a time. So that's the issue that we ran into. And that's why Aaron put in the secondary. It's like a retainer. Every 20 seconds, it'll kind of pulse if it hasn't pulsed yet.
Yeah. Okay. Because that pipe goes from a large pipe down to a smaller pipe. So I know, and they were talking about that up there the other day. I didn't quite catch what they were saying. So, okay.
Yep. It does adjust the chlorine injection rate during points of high demand, and it keeps a steady chlorine injection rate when it's points of low demand. It's too bad that we can't monitor like, oh, it's at 5 gallons a minute, 6 gallons a minute, 7, 8, but on the average, it works pretty well. And we haven't had a point where we're concerned about the chlorine being too high or dangerously low.
Okay.
It's working well.
Yeah. I just know that that's one of the things that, I've heard people, you know, oh my God, it smells like chlorine. And, you know, so anyways, but if you feel that it's working as well as it can at the moment.
That's a great way to put it. It is working as well as it can.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions on the tests, the vaults, chlorine? No? Cool. The other items that I was wanting some kind of board consensus, even if it's not right now, is I knew we were saying when we got into wintertime and people were using less water, we were going to go over the replacement of the valve on First Street that is broken. I think it's a 2-inch valve. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it shuts down all of the little shops and stuff out by the Devil's Punch Bowl. And without that valve working properly, if we need to shut off water to that line, we have to shut down almost the entire system. So that was one item that we were going to push off till winter. I just wanted to bring it back up now so we could have consensus on it. And then secondarily, we finished up all of the meter replacements. There's still one hole left to backfill that's not very big. It's a vacant home, so it's not really a huge concern. Only reason it hasn't been done is they took the wheelbarrow out and accidentally ran it over. So they didn't have a wheelbarrow that day. But that's the one hole left. Everything else, as far as Cody can tell, is backfilled accordingly with either gravel or fill dirt to match what was there. And I did pass along the hole on Second Street that we got missed, and Cody said that got backfilled also. So if there are any more holes you guys happen to see walking around, please let me know. But I believe we're all set except for one hole on Mitzi.
Is that the one behind the hedges on Mitzi?
Yep, that's the one they needed the wheelbarrow for, and they didn't get to use the wheelbarrow that day.
Okay.
I've asked Craig to go look at that one. We've got some pretty, I don't know if anybody else takes a look at the meter reading calcs, but it's showing hundreds of gallons an hour being used at that house.
At that house? I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'd go, Craig, can you go look at this for me? We either got a really big leak or a wonky meter.
Yeah. If you want to test it real quick and easy, just turn off the angle stop right there. Shut off the meter and leave it alone for a little bit and see if the reading goes up.
Well, if you shut it off, then it, you're saying if it read flow with it shut off, it
then it's a bad meter. Otherwise, they really might have a leak that big. No one's been there for however many years.
Oh, no. No, there's people there.
Oh, maybe I'm not thinking full of time. House.
Actually, they've been there the last couple of weeks, but.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll get it figured out.
Yeah. Well, I got Craig on it, so he knows meters and stuff. So
perfect.
Beth, weren't you saying that you thought that was one of the meters that we had in stock that was questionable?
No, it wasn't. I looked up the numbers. I found the old numbers and no, it's not.
A different one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are two of the projects that hit my mind that I wasn't sure if we were continuing the meter splicing to get parts ready or if we were going to be doing that valve replacement. But I thought I'd bring them up and just see if you guys had any other projects that you were looking to get pushed along.
Yeah, I think we still have to look at meter costs and our budget on that. You know, we've got 9 in stock, right? That last purchase.
I believe so, yeah.
And you ordered a number of connectors and miscellaneous things for 10 meters. Those are in stock for those?
Yeah, I ordered enough for 10 meters, but that was, I think, when we were about halfway through. So there might be enough for like 5 meters left. I'd have to look.
Right.
Enough to get started, not enough to do another set.
Yeah, but then we need boxes and lids.
Exactly.
Right. So we need to find out, would there be someone we could call to find out a price on those boxes and lids?
You could either call, I say we've got a few different people. When we get quotes, we go to H.D. Fowler, Consolidated Supply, Ferguson Water Works. There's a few other places that.
I was just thinking someone there on your staff might be able to go, oh, they run around, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, if you call in during office hours. Say Robert does a lot of ordering. He was the point of contact before me, so I'm sure some of you remember him.
Right, yeah. But
he does a lot of part ordering, so he might have a rough price. And if not, he can send out a bid for various people just to see who's got best pricing.
Right. And so am I correct in assuming we have no more boxes and lids? We used them all, right? Or did you recall?
I think there was one left. I could have Cody left. Take a look. But
it'd be right outside the door there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Maybe okay. There's no more left. I thought yeah, there was one left, but I could be wrong.
Okay. So we'll take a look at that and
okay.
Discuss.
Yeah, I think we need to discuss it, Beth. I think we should probably continue trying to get some of these meters installed. I know you're concerned about what's in the budget, so you know we need to take a look at it. But I think if we can keep kind of picking away at it, it would be good, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right. So
the customers, we're going to get some meters in. We've got
4 different systems.
9 in this fiscal year, I think.
Yeah.
10 in this fiscal year. And so that's pretty good.
Well, and if he's got.
And last year.
If we've got 9 in stock, you know, Curtis, if you could get us some pricing on the lids.
Okay.
And then I don't know, are we still looking at such a long lead time as far as getting more meters going?
Well, it would depend on our budget, I think.
Say as long or longer, unfortunately. The ones we got were the last that Ferguson had in stock in Oregon.
The reconditioned ones?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know what the lead time is on more meters, but I imagine it will be quite a while, unfortunately.
Well, why don't you, I mean, if you could check, you know, if you could check the lead time on more meters, and then if you could kind of get us a rough estimate on the boxes so we can kind of decide. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Beth, Lisa?
I would like to know,
you know, per meter, how much it actually costs us, you know, for an average install with the boxes and all of this stuff.
Right. So we've got the meters. We've already got the meters. We've paid for those 9 meters. So we don't need to be looking at that. Our last 10 meters cost a little over $1,000 a meter for labor and miscellaneous parts each.
That's better than I thought it was.
So and we've already purchased those meters. So we're looking at the boxes and maybe a few more miscellaneous parts.
There's rough pricing for you, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Without the box, I can't remember.
Without the box.
How much those boxes? It seems like we got 10 boxes. It was $750 or something, but I'm not sure if that was with the lids or not. I can't remember. Okay. Going back too far in my brain. I can't pull it out.
Well, I can take a look at it and shoot you an email either sometime Thursday or Friday, my guess.
That would be good.
Okay.
Thanks, Curtis.
Yeah.
Oh, and one other thing I want to mention, and I've been meaning, and I was supposed to send an email and I still haven't. We do have one meter that isn't working. So I'm thinking when we have 9 meters in stock, we probably really want to have a couple on the shelf in case we have to do some swap outs.
Yeah.
Especially if they're that hard to get. I mean, it's not critical now because since we don't have all meters installed, we aren't charging based on usage for residentials. But at some point, of course, it would be important to have a working meter in each one. We've got one that stopped working. So
that's not one of the ones we just put in, is it? Because they probably have a warranty. Oh, okay.
No, but it should be under warranty because it.
Okay.
You know, it's.
Is that something that Craig's going to deal with?
Hmm.
Or is that something you? Is that something Craig's going to deal with, or is that something you want us to
work on? No, he's looking at this. This other one for me. We already looked at this. We've got one. It just stopped. It was reading high, but then it's just stopped entirely.
And
I'll send you the address on that, but it's probably reasonable to wait until you're down here doing other stuff to maybe swap that one out.
Okay.
As far as your other question on the First Street replacement valve, we kind of talked about that last time too, didn't we? I think we may have that, you know, the pipe was kind of, I mean, the whole part of it is questionable.
No, well, that's where the repair was. The repair in front of the winery building.
Yeah. But so
he was talking about the valve repair one down the street.
Okay. Two different things.
The repair was done on a live pipe because we could not shut off the valve. And that's part of the reason why the repair was janky, but I'm not going to worry about fixing it because the whole pipe setup is a little unusual.
Okay. All right.
So on that valve, Curtis, if you're getting hold of someone that can get you some prices there, we really need to know what we're talking about. I mean, some of the valves for those mains are pretty spendy. So we need to know what we're looking at.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's on the 2-inch or the 4-inch. So
that would be a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. All I can remember is the hand wheel from when I was there. So maybe I'll get, you're not going to be able to tell what size it is by opening it. And without knowing the number of turns to close it, you can't figure out what size it is. Well, I can go off of a map, which says 2-inch.
The map says 2-inch on that section?
That's what my map says.
Oh, okay. Well, then it probably is 2.
But yeah. Say there's a difference if we don't explore it and see what the actual size is. I'm not going to be able to get you accurate pricing. I can have Cody take a look on site, see if there are any telltale signs of the pipe size. Perhaps there's a valve nearby. Even if it doesn't shut that line off, we can tell what size that pipe is. Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look into it. I don't know how much pricing I'm going to be able to give you on parts. Labor-wise, it's probably going to be a full day job for a crew of 4 plus some heavy equipment. And the water is going to have to be shut off to a majority of the district while we do the work.
To the majority of the district?
Or Otter Rock, yeah. Okay. Because we don't have a way to isolate that line. Okay. That's the problem with replacing valves.
Do you feel that valve needs to get replaced, Curtis?
It's broken, and it would make it much easier to do any work on First Street. So it's not like you're leaking water. There's no urgency to replace the valve until something on First Street breaks, and now everybody's out of water until it gets fixed. So,
my only concern is that we replace it, and then, you know, when we get this whole ball of wax that we hopefully will get done, you know, they're going to replace what we just put in, and then, you know, we just wasted all that money on something that just is, you know, they're going to redo anyway.
I am unaware of this whole ball of wax.
We're looking at a whole system. Whole system rebuild and new distribution system and new tanks and everything. And, you know, it could be, you know, 3 years down the road, but that's where we're headed.
I didn't know we were heading that way. Sorry, I must have missed that. I knew that we were doing work. I didn't realize it was that big of a project.
We are broken. Wow. We are broken, okay. And we need to be fixed. And that is why all of this, you know, all of this fixing the valves, you know, if we can limp along, you know, I don't know what they're going to have to replace it with, you know, because I don't know what the contractor and what the engineer and blah, you know, all of that stuff. I don't know. And if we can repair it and keep it and we don't waste that money, then I'm all for it. But, you know, if we're putting down, you know, $40,000 down the drain, when we can be putting it towards meters or something else, then, you know, I would rather limp along until we can.
I see your point there. That's a great point. I didn't realize that you were trying to rebuild the whole system.
Curtis, that's a project that we're working on right now. We're looking to try to get some funding to basically replace the infrastructure here because it's failing. Don't you agree?
Yes,
we don't have to discuss that.
Failing,
we know
there's a good amount of patchwork. Reservoir seems to be doing so much better from what Colleen described.
Yeah.
And between chlorination and, I mean, obviously we can't count a loss factor because you guys aren't metered.
But, but I mean, there again, I think we need to keep in mind that this is 3 years down the road if this does start to move forward. So I think we need to keep that in mind, Lisa. And I don't think that replacing that valve is going to be a $40,000 job. It's probably going to be.
Yeah, I have no clue. That's why I'm just, right. I can't vote on anything without numbers,
right.
You know,
right.
Without a bid and say, yeah. You know, hey, this is going to cost, you know, blah.
Get us a number, yeah. Curtis.
Okay. I can work on a number. If it's going to be replaced in 3 years anyway, I would say just limp along. If it looks like it's going to be a decade out, maybe we should work on replacing that valve sooner.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Curtis. So
I'll work on a number just so we have it, and I can send it off to you. But I'm not going to do anything past that until you guys are ready to go for it.
Yep, that's perfect. I think we'd like to know, you know, if anything, I think we need to keep pursuing these meters. So if you can get us some pricing on those covers or boxes
and lids, yeah.
Yeah, and then we can kind of decide if we want to kind of get another order in for some more meters so we can get that going. Do you have to pay for them up front, Curtis, or can you just place an order for them?
That is an excellent question. Every time I've ordered something, I pay for it up front, but I don't know if they're going to have a different method for it.
Yeah, okay. You get those through Ferguson?
I'm trying to remember. You guys have, are they the census meters?
Yeah, that's where we always got stuff from Ferguson, but we never paid for it till it was delivered.
Oh, okay.
I'd be curious what the lead time is, Curtis, if you can get that. So
I can ask.
Okay.
Yes, but on that note, Curtis, that's why we don't want to replace the fire, back to the fire hydrants. That's why we can't replace them, because, you know, we know that the whole thing needs to be redone. So that's why I kept sending those emails like, no, we know there's a problem. We know there's a problem. We know it. Oh.
Oh, you guys are good. Everything makes sense if you're trying to replace the whole system. I would be in the same boat if there's no need to spend money on the repairs now, if there's going to be massive overhaul done to just about everything we touch.
All right. Oh, and thank you. I noticed our operations manual in the cupboard at the office.
It's been there the whole time, right?
Yeah, right. I opened the cupboard. Yep, there it is. That's right where it's supposed to be.
All right. Well, that kind of ends the operations update. If there are any more questions, let me know.
I don't have any.
I'm good. Thank you, Curtis.
No, thank you, Curtis.
I'll work on.
If you want to read the we have a master plan on the website if you're ever curious.
Okay. Sure.
About what we need to do.
Yeah. So I'll work on getting pricing for the boxes, lead time on the meter, and pricing for the valve replacement, and shoot off an email either Thursday or Friday with what I find.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You guys need me to stick around for anything else?
I think we're good.
No.
All right. Have a wonderful rest of your meeting.
Thanks. Thanks, Curtis. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.
Are we ready to move on to the treasurer and office report?
I am ready if you are.
I am.
Okay. So it's almost 100% accurate. There's a few things that I didn't get a P&L, and I didn't get a budget versus actual today. Whitney's been trying to catch up on a lot of stuff. She's been out quite a bit for the last month or so. So anyways, I will give you what I have. So let's see, the bank balances as of 10/31, Columbia Checking is, and this is off of the bank statement, Columbia Checking is $111,636.51. Uncleared is $4,566.60. And the QuickBooks register balance is $116,203.11. Treasury savings account is $83,443.13. We transferred $15,000 over to the Treasury savings in October. So, and that was something that we had noted on the budget that we were going to do. $127.45 is interest or reinvested income dividend to the Treasury savings. Community center account hasn't changed. It's $366.79. Coronation account is $19,170.14. Total cash in bank is $214,616.57. Current assets as of 10/31 are $207,729.38. And this is an estimate. I'm not 100% sure because there again, I didn't get a balance sheet and a P&L that I don't know if it was completely current. So general checking, total credits in October were $12,709.46. Total debits, $30,475.22. And again, the debits are high because $15,000 was transferred into the Treasury savings account. Coronation account, there wasn't any activity. Outstanding accounts receivables as of October 31st was $8,922.77. And that doesn't include the credit balances for our customers, which were $8,388. Payables, we have expenses accrued in October, waiting for checks or ACH to be issued of $3,280.34. And I know Whitney was waiting for a PUD bill from Lincoln County or Lincoln PUD. And I'm not 100% sure if she got that in yet or not. So,
yeah, because we get two of those.
Yeah,
we just got one.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's what I have as far as the Treasury's report. Any questions?
Yes. On the bills we paid, there's one for Whitney, but there's no backup.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
Yeah, it's a little funky, Lisa. I just saw that too. So she's requesting reimbursement for her mileage for taking deposits to the bank. And it looks like it's for, from, when is it, from February through current?
Something like that. It goes back by a few months. She hadn't.
Where's the email?
I don't know that there's an email. Lisa, I had asked her to get me a dollar amount. It was on her last hourly payroll that I approved, and there was mileage on there that I put through to the payroll account. But then I was told that no, that's separate. So I had asked her to please get me her mileage so we could get her caught up. And so hopefully going forward, I'm going to make sure that that's done a little bit more regularly, because it looks like she hasn't really asked for it for quite some time. So, and I guess the only way to really kind of check it is to look at the bank statements and see when the deposits are done. And obviously she's doing the deposits. So every time she goes to the bank, that's part of what she's getting reimbursed for. So.
Yeah, she records that on all her timesheets, which
right.
She sent you
copies of. Yeah. So anyways, Lisa, I got all that stuff today. And so I really, really haven't had a chance to really review it. So I'm just kind of assuming that, you know, It is what it is. It's how many times she's gone to the bank and done deposits, and she hasn't been reimbursed for it yet. So, okay. So it's not really an invoice. It's just kind of her log.
You know I'm not happy with this. Let's get it out there right now.
Yeah. What would you like to see, Lisa? Because this is the first I've seen of it too. So I think this is part of her, you know, this is part of what her job is. And it's
yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we ultimately, as an audit standpoint, we need odometer readings from when she started, from when she ended, the mileage, and then the IRS rate, and then blah, and then blah, 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 you know, online. And, you know, like in a little mini expense report. That is what we should be doing.
But that's never been requested, and she's been filling out the mileage on the day that it happens on her timesheet. It's part of
I don't see those things, and I trust Beth, and I trust Eileen, and I trust Whitney, but you know, I'm just saying that I'm upset with this because I have not seen anything.
But
that is all
that says that you want to see it instead of Eileen or Beth.
Well, if I'm going to approve the bills, yes, it's a bill. Okay. We need something. I need something to look at and say all of her mileage beforehand. I've seen something. I believe.
No, you've never seen them before. We've never included that before.
Well, Beth,
but it hasn't been such a large amount because she was doing it more frequently, like every 3 months or something. And
yeah, which is what we need to get back to.
And I trust that she's done it. That's not the issue. It's just we just need to document it. That's all.
Well, we have it documented, but you want to see the documentation, you're saying.
Correct.
Now, which you never did before, but you want to do it now, so that's fine. But then we would need to know that.
I think we could probably put a little spreadsheet together that would be a little bit more clean than what this last one was, because it really is kind of sloppy. It's like, what is this?
Well, it's from all our different timesheets.
Reporting
it.
Yeah, no, no.
Hours for the each day she worked.
Yeah, yeah. So we just need to clean it up, Beth. And so, but I think, Lisa, I think we need to reimburse her for this mileage.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And then going forward, I think we need to make sure that it's documented a lot more cleanly than it is on this one.
So how do you want this documented? On a separate spreadsheet from her timesheet, her time card?
Well, Beth, I think I need to discuss it with Whitney and say, Whitney, we need to, you know, do we want to get her reimbursed each? I think we should reimburse her monthly.
Right.
I agree.
You know, I'd prefer to do it monthly too, but.
Yeah. So, and if we do that, Beth, I think it would be a lot easier to account for it, because then we can look at the bank balance and go, okay, there's a deposit done on these dates. And then it's really straightforward.
That's what we were already doing, but it's just, you know, because it's with her time.
Right.
Have you seen her timesheets?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And I mean, that, as far as I'm concerned, that would work fine too. It's just, it needs to kind of be, you know, and then we'll just use that. So.
Right. Which is what we've been using, but yeah. Yeah.
And then Lisa, I mean, if you want, you know, if you want an expense report.
That's how it should be done.
Yeah. Well, maybe Let me look at her timesheet, Lisa. Let me look at her timesheet, because what she could do is she could submit her timesheet, and at the bottom of the timesheet, she could submit her mileage.
That's what it, that's what's already on there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So. Yeah.
But yeah, she hasn't been doing it every month, so.
Right. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, and you do know that in July, they the IRS changed the tax rate, the mileage rate.
Yeah, it went back up again.
Yeah, 62.5 or 0.625.
Oh, it went up again?
Yeah, I believe.
They had it up, they had it back. They raised it back to what it had been, which I think was 58.5.
Yeah, it's now 0.625.
Oh, well, then we need to recalc things, I guess.
So we need to figure out when that happened. I believe in July, and we need to make sure that we pay her the right correct amount.
I think she's asking for 1660. Or maybe that was just the balance of going back and forth. I don't know. There again, Lisa, I kind of just saw it today. So.
Yeah, I know. And it's I appreciate a huge amount. I know. I just want to make sure that we do things the right way. That's all.
No, I agree 100%, Lisa. So, yeah.
So whatever the mileage we owe her, I agreed to have that in the bills.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion about Eileen's treasurer's report? And thank you very much for doing this.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I don't think I really have anything more to add to it, so.
I make a motion that we approve the treasurer's report.
I second it. Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
I make a motion to pay the bills as read off, including Whitney's mileage. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is, did we have any other correspondence this month?
From customers or?
Anyone.
Well, you saw the email today. What you're...
Yes, and we gotta talk about that when it comes down to the business Oregon loan application.
Okay, perfect.
The only thing I can think of I saw come in was that letter from Department of Revenue that we hadn't filed our compilation report yet. But I think Eileen, you forwarded that on to the auditor.
I did, and she replied back that she was going to get in touch with them. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they do pay attention to that September 30th date.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah, we're still here.
Right.
Okay. Do we have any updates on the open board positions number 3 and number 5?
Well, I ran into a guy. But then I run into a lot of people. So he said, oh, I was kind of thinking about that. And he's just moved down here full time. So if I run into him again, I will
pushing it.
I will work on him a little bit. So.
Yeah, and, I'm at the point where people might be starting to avoid me because I'm like, are you sure you don't want to?
Well, I'm going to start avoiding people, Beth. I go for a walk and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to talk to you. And I'm like, no, I want to walk my dog.
Yeah.
So.
Next on the agenda is the Business Oregon loan application progress report.
So, you know, I sent the rest of that stuff to Kevin, but I haven't heard back. I'm thinking one of us needs to actually maybe call him and see.
You saw I sent him an email as well. I reached out to him.
Yes.
Yeah. And I haven't heard back from him, Beth. So I think, yes, I think one of us should call him.
I think we pretty much have everything we need together, but then I see that Business Oregon wants to speak with us.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, are you going to respond to that?
Yes, but do we want to be all involved? Because I can only do it during lunches, and I can't do it this week because every day during lunch I have an NS National Science Foundation webinars during my lunch hour. And if you, I can give you the Zoom link if you really want to know what the National Science Foundation is doing. But that is what I'm spending my lunch hours on this week, and I can't do it till next week. But if you guys want to meet with her, that's fine. I don't mind, you know, because my schedule is so constrained. Or we could do it next week. But if she needs to do it this week, I have these seminars all week long. I don't get a lunch break.
I would be happy to call Kevin tomorrow and see if I can get through to him. And Beth, if you've got time this week, if we could set up a Zoom call with her, I think that would be great. I really would like to try to get this passed.
Yeah, well, I want to get all that information sent on. I mean, we pulled it together. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll have questions and there may be things they need clarification on, but.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's kind of got some information for us as well.
Right.
You know, at least that's kind of what she indicated in that email. So,
open to that. I can do that this week. If.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I see if I can get in touch with Kevin tomorrow morning? I think I'd like to have him on the Zoom call. What do you think? Would that be appropriate?
I think it depends on what they want to talk about, you know.
Okay.
I don't know that it would need Kevin to be there. I don't know.
Are we expecting him to submit all the paperwork?
No, we're expecting him to give it back to us in a package form, and then we send it to Business Oregon.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I guess we need to get in touch with him.
I think he pretty much had everything done except for that one extra form that we sent him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised we haven't heard back from him.
Right. Well, maybe he had too good a time on vacation.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or he's swamped on his return.
Right.
You know, he was out of the office for a while. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I can do that.
Yeah. So if it's okay with all of you, I'm going to respond to her tonight after this board meeting and say, hey, you know, we have given the information to Kevin. We are waiting to hear from him. Beth and Eileen can meet with you this week. You know, please, you know, blah, 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 blah. And unfortunately, because of my work, I can't do it until next week. So,
yeah, just maybe just let her know that I'm going to reach out to her once I
hear back from Kevin or after contacting Kevin.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. So I'll be in touch to try to schedule a Zoom meeting. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, but I really can give you the Zoom invites to the National Science Foundation.
Oh, that's really okay. Yeah. I can give you all sorts of information on Hatfield Marine Center, ocean on, you know, graphic stuff too, if you'd like.
Yeah, I worked on a proposal today for Hatfield. So.
Okay.
Yeah. The next item on the agenda is the PSU survey update. And thanks to Beth and Whitney, we have sent the spreadsheet off to PSU. They are looking at it. They gave us a email saying that they want to give us a proposal. I don't know what that's going to entail. USDA doesn't, you guys saw that email.
Huh? Yeah, it was more, yeah. I think she wants to include something. Well, I'd have to reread the email, Lisa. Let me see if I can find it here real quick.
Yeah, she said, of course, my internet's not working now.
I'm not finding it.
It said, we will take a look and back to you with questions. Although the USDA does not require a proposal, we are pulling one together so we all know what to expect. I believe that this is good practice. And it was last Wednesday, the 9th.
So what does that mean? The proposal, is she going to mean outlining how they would proceed with the survey or?
Correct. They're steps.
Oh, okay.
Although the USDA doesn't require a proposal, we are pulling one together so we all know what to expect.
Okay, well, I don't know what to expect till I see, I guess, that.
Now, yeah, I don't quite understand that lingo, Lisa. You probably understand that better than us, so.
Well, in my world, the proposal is a complicated. This I am guessing she just wants to give us, basically a scope of work. This is what we're going to do. This is what to expect. This is when we're going to do it. This is when the completion date is. This is when we're coming out to Otter Rock. This is, that. I believe it's a scope of work and not a, anything else.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, she got the spreadsheet and she really didn't say too much about that. So I know Whitney, there again, Whitney has been kind of under the weather for a month. So I don't, unless she got back to you and didn't CC me, I do not think that she was able to look at that spreadsheet and do any more updates than we did. So.
Right. No, I don't think she did either. Yeah. But we got in what we had, so.
Right. So.
Yeah, it's a good starting point, at least.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah, and I think we can let Debbie get back to us as far as what more she needs from us, so.
Correct.
Anyways.
Correct. Next on the agenda is ordinances and resolutions. We have none. Are there any public comments? No? Are there any board member comments? I want to thank you ladies for having basically a drama-free board meetings, and I really appreciate it, and thank you.
Oh, I do have a comment too.
Okay.
I sent you guys an email about our bank changing.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yep.
I guess it's happening January to February. I was kind of thinking about that and realizing, oh my gosh, we've all just learned how to deal with the ACH stuff, and now we're going to have a whole new interface with a new bank system, undoubtedly. All of our banking is going to change because Columbia Bank is was merging with Umpqua, but Umpqua Bank had too many branches combined with Columbia, so the Department of Justice said they had to sell off some of them. So seven of the branches on the coast are going with this other bank system.
Yep. But I had a question. Why can't we use the Columbia and Depot Bay? I mean, why do we have to switch? I wasn't expecting to go to First, whatever this other bank was. I was expecting just to go to Depot Bay and go to Columbia Bank and keep doing business like usual.
Well, all of Columbia Bank is merging with Umpqua, except now they've had to bleed off a few branches here and there because the total, I guess, was too many for them to have. Umpqua has over 200 branches, and I think Columbia has 150 or something all total. So I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I think we should find out more information, because they also said that they didn't mention on that list that Lincoln City has a branch too, of Columbia Bank. And, you know, they didn't mention that on that list of the seven. They said we're going to First Security. So I think we ought to look into that and find out what's going on and how that's going to impact us.
Yeah, because when they merge, is it going to be the Columbia name or is it going to be the Umpqua name?
I think it's going to be Umpqua.
Okay.
Or First Security, as far as
we're. Well, ours is now. I mean, if the Newport branch apparently is going with First Security.
Right.
Unless we just stay with Columbia at.
Which would be become.
Which is going to be
change branches, yeah. But then I don't know what that does. That's probably going to be a new routing number, and we just bought checks, but we'll have to look into that.
I'll do a little research, Beth, and okay. see what I can find out. Yeah. Because I mean, the other thing is we've got all these ACH now, and I hate to have to try to redo all that.
Well, we most likely will anyway. I mean, the chances of us having to, I mean, if Umpqua Bank has a different.
Well, unless they just, if they absorb, I mean, if they absorb, yeah. then maybe not.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of an unknown, but it would be good for us to figure this out so we aren't scrambling at the last minute.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see what I can find out, Beth and Lisa. And so.
Thank you.
That's all.
Are there any other public or board comments that we want to make?
I can't think of anything from me.
Okay, then I'm going to stop recording and adjourn this meeting at 7:07 p.m.
Okay, next meeting December
13th. The 13th.